brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In the Small Emerging Businesses Program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network and our website, no doubt, www.onpointcxmas.com. We invite you every single morning to go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT network. And we also want to invite you to reach out to us at our offices located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. Well, I don't know about you, but as I got my morning started, I was saying to DC, it felt like a crisp, cool morning. But he says, you know what? Don't be deceived. The dog days of summer are right around the corner. But for now, the mornings feel absolutely great. And we hope that your Wednesday is off to a great start if you're just getting started. It's 7:37. Today, of course, is Wednesday, May the 29th. And this morning, as I was getting ready and thinking about Wednesday, I said, you know what? Instead of calling it Hump Day Wednesday, DC, I was going to start calling Wednesdays Wind Down Wednesday. You know, you're kind of winding the week down. We hope that you have your momentum that started off on Memorial Day Monday. And what I'm finding is that I need that momentum every single day, not just on Monday, but every day. That forward motion, that power, that impetus that drives you to have a great week. And as always, we like to remind you about the week that kids are out of school. A lot of them are not in camps yet. Parents still trying to figure it out. We're going to tell you about Christian Love Camp again. Christian Love Baptist Center is having a wonderful camp, and we'll give you the contact information for Miss Linda Johnson a little bit later in the show for those parents, DC, that are still trying to figure it out. But most importantly, we get concerned about those kids that are unattended throughout the entire day, and we know that kids are out in neighborhoods. They're out playing. They're out having a good time. And they are not watching out for themselves. So though school is out, no school zones are blinking. This morning when we were passing through the school zone, I said, wow. You know, it seemed like just yesterday we put our kids in school. Now school is over. And I don't know about you, but there is a sense of sort of rest and peace that comes to parents when kids are out of school. Because the hustle and bustle is a different hustle and bustle now. It's not the hustle and bustle to get to school on time, to make sure that your kids have everything that they need. It's just making sure that they're in the right place doing the right things with the right people. So it's a different kind of stress, but you know what? Kids are excited, and you can see it at the ballparks. You can see it in neighborhoods. But we want to remind you to remain vigilant, not just today, but every day and throughout the entire day. Y'all, you're on point. It's 7:39. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back with more right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap. A dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies. All wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors. Chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap. A whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:45. Today, of course, is Wednesday, May the 29th. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Darrell's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years, serving Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. We just call Darrell simply brother. I'm going to tell you, if you're looking to have your vehicle repaired, you're really not sure what's wrong with it. I have had people ask me, especially women, say, you know, I've got this issue and I'm not sure what to do. Do you think that Darrell will take care of me? And I say, absolutely. He and his team are incredible. They're not going to give you anything that you don't need. And they're going to make sure that your vehicle is right on point. And here's the number to phone for more information. It's 318-443-5741. Also, Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton and her team. I'm going to tell you, if you're looking for healthy hair, great style, or anything that you're really looking for, I don't think that there's anything, and I'm going big here, DC, for Nora. I don't think that there's anything that she can't do. You can phone her for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions. Real solutions in healthcare, helping families get the care they need when they need it. It is open enrollment. It's winding down. Only a few days left. And here's what you can do. You phone 1-855-229-6848 and just say, Amerigroup Real Solutions is who I want for my care and my family's care. Thousands of network doctors and specialists to choose from, a hospital in your service area, health checkups and screenings, immunizations, rides to the doctor, and eye care for children under 21. So it doesn't get any better than that. They've got all that plus so much more. All you've got to do is phone 1-855-229-6848. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but the week, DC and I were driving in this morning, and he said, gosh, is it Wednesday already? Yep, it's already Wednesday. The week is winding down. And I know a lot of people have gone through graduation. A lot of people are still trying to pull it together in terms of their kids leaving home and emptying the nest. And so I was thinking, as I was thinking about emptying the nest, I've said to you guys many times that we've got these birds that come and they're under our carport and they come every single year. And we have stopped trying to dissuade them by tearing down the nest after they leave, because every time we tried to dissuade them, they always came back and nested again and again, year after year. And so as the birds left the nest, the first set came in, they laid their eggs. The babies were born. The mother and dad, I guess, fed the babies and nourished them. And we kind of watched them every single day as they grew a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. And then we watched them as they take what I like to call their test flights. You know, when they're first getting out of the nest and they're trying to find their way and they're learning to fly. Well, I say all that to say that a lot of parents are emptying the nest. And there's something called empty nest syndrome. And there was an article about it, and I thought, what a great time to talk about empty nesting and the empty nest syndrome. And so this article came from the Mayo Clinic, and it talks about really what it is. It says that if your last child or your only child is about to leave home, or they've moved out, you might be experiencing mixed emotions. Understand, they say, that why empty nest syndromes happen and what you can do about it. And this is what the article went on to say. Empty nest syndrome is what many parents experience. It is not a clinical diagnosis. Instead, empty nest syndrome is a phenomenon in which parents experience feelings of sadness and loss. And when the last child leaves home, there's all sorts of mixed feelings. And as I was reading the article, DC, I know that when your kids are born and then they start to grow up, it seems like
the main thing that we as parents, we're kind of like the birds. We are getting them ready to leave the nest. But yet, when they leave the nest, there are all sorts of mixed feelings. And they say, although you might actively encourage your children to become independent, the experience of letting go can be painful. So you might find it difficult to suddenly have no children at home who need your care. And I think moms really struggle with this a lot. And you start to see it when your kids get out of that sort of tween stage and they go into the teen stage. And we're sort of experiencing now in the teen stage that your kids don't need you nearly as much. Well, when they're leaving home, it makes you feel like, I guess, that they don't need you at all. And she said, you might miss being a part of your children's daily lives as well as the constant companionship. You might also worry intensely about your children's safety and whether they'll be able to take care of themselves on their own. Which brings me to the point where we've got to start preparing our kids now. Even in the tween stage, being able to take care of themselves, being able to take responsibility. And one of the things that we are really, really driving home with young Deuce Christmas is discipline. Being able to discipline yourself. And I think that when we do all that we can do as parents and we put all of the information in, we do have a good sense that our kids won't be totally lost without us. And I think moms, for many of us, we handicap our kids because we want to feel that we still have that special place in their lives. We want to still feel needed. And so we coddle them and we keep them really enclosed in our arms when we should be teaching them how to care for themselves, how to do their laundry, how to prepare meals for themselves, how to go out and even work, how to learn to save their money, how to manage their money, and just those things that they're going to do and they're going to have to do when they leave the nest. And so the author goes on to say that you might struggle with the transition if your last child leaves or your only child leaves the nest earlier than they're expected to, or at a time that is different from maybe when you did, when you were growing up. If you only have one child or you strongly identify with your role as parent, you might have a particularly difficult time adjusting to the empty nest. And I know that there are a lot of parents, DC, out there that are listening this morning, that their last child is leaving home and they're looking at their spouse, or they're looking, if they're single, at the home thinking, what do I do now? Well, the article goes on to talk about the impact of empty nesting and the syndrome. And they say in the past research, it suggested that parents dealing with empty nest syndrome experienced a profound sense of loss that might make them feel vulnerable to depression, alcoholism, identity crisis, and material conflicts. I said, wow. Also, the article went on to say that marital issues become strongly, strongly apparent when the nest is empty. For many couples, their connection to each other is simply their children, and you really don't realize how you've sort of lost the bond with each other until the kids leave. And so one of the things that we have tried to do, DC, in our relationship is we have tried to make sure that we don't, especially having an only child, that we don't make our child the center of our world, that we have relationship outside of the things that we do for him and with him. Because what happens when those children leave the nest, and they will, and we should want them to, we should be preparing them all along to leave the nest, then a lot of times there are marital crises where you look at each other and you say, who are you? You know, and you have really disconnected because you have been putting everything into the children or to the child. And so what the article goes on to say is that now is the time, instead of falling into depression, now is the time to rekindle that bond, rekindle interests, rekindle the marriage. Learn to spend time that maybe you hadn't spent together before. And for a lot of couples, they find that challenging because everything has been centered around the children's activities, their games, their sports, all of the things that they were doing, and now you have really no commonality. So at this point, we know that a lot of parents are getting ready to be, so to speak, on their own. And what we want to do is we want to encourage you to begin to open up the dialogue, open up conversation with each other about what your goals and what you anticipate you'd like to do. One of the things that the article said is that travel may be a great opportunity to get away, to do things that you hadn't done before, things that you wanted to do, things that you had maybe on a bucket list or a to-do list that you never did. And this is a great opportunity to dive in and re-find each other, rekindle those things that maybe the fire may have kind of flickered out just a bit. Everybody, you're on point. It's 7:56 and it's the Wind Down Wednesday. We've got to take a quick break here, but we're back after this.
You said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I watched an eagle as it was flying.
someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. 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 To live like you were dying.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr.
Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Today is Wednesday, May the 29th, and this segment is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress. Leading in sleep comfort. Stop dreaming about a mattress from American Wholesale Mattress and start sleeping on a mattress from American Wholesale Mattress. They've been in business for 20 years. Kara and David are on point to make sure that you get the mattress and the right price and the right comfort. All that plus more. 717 MacArthur Drive, or you can phone them at 318-443-9524. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, and also McDonald's of Alexandria. Also want to remind you about the American Heart Association having their annual Go Red for Women luncheon. It is not too late. If you want to sponsor a table, if you want to get a ticket, all of the monies stay right here in Central Louisiana, and they go to fight heart disease. If you didn't know, heart disease is the number one killer of women, especially women, because women are not adequately diagnosed with heart disease and heart attacks. For more information, you can call Courtney Bratton at 318-794-9621. You know, switching gears just a little bit, I was talking to my brother on yesterday. He lives in Tempe, Arizona, and every time I talk to him, and you know, sometimes you can get so busy in your day-to-day life that you don't get a chance to speak to your family as often as you'd like, or, you know, or for as long as you would like. But yesterday we really had an opportunity to sit and visit for a little while on the phone. And, you know, I talk about gratitude all the time, but whenever I talk to my brother, I always get a sense of his humility and his gratitude. And it really, really blesses me when I talk to him. You know, some people, they can be your siblings, but they can be your friends all at the same time. And this morning, what I was thinking about was gratitude, and the gratitude that we should have every single morning that we're alive, we're abled, and we're here. And you know that song that DC just played by Tim McGraw, "Live Every Day Like You Were Dying." It really gives me pause, because so many people in our family and even our friends have died lately. And it seems, I don't know if you're experiencing this in your sphere, but it seems like people are dying at an overwhelming pace. People losing their husbands, losing their children, losing dads, losing moms, losing cousins, losing friends. And so, as I was thinking about gratitude, I was thinking about living a life like we were dying, because really, we really are all dying. And I was thinking about a conversation that I had with a sister friend yesterday that was so painstakingly painful about a loss that she had just experienced. And I started thinking that I wanted to share with you guys this morning about loving the people who are in your life and letting them know without doubt that you love them and that you appreciate them. Because it used to be a time, DC, when just it seemed when we were younger, and it may not have been this way, but it seemed that only older people died. And deaths were few and far in between. Every week we weren't talking about someone else's funeral. And I'm well aware that many people have lost their spouses and just any loss. And so this morning I was up really early, and in my quiet time with myself, I said, you know, as Christians and as believers, we talk about the gloriousness of heaven and what a great day it'll be. And what a hallelujah time it will be when we cross over to the other side. And after that conversation with my sister friend on yesterday, I said, wow, you know, we know the scriptures, we know what the word says, but for the people that are left on this side, it is so incredibly, gut-wrenchingly hard. And so that's why I wanted to talk about being grateful every day, giving our kids a sense of gratitude, giving ourselves a sense of gratitude, reminding ourselves to just simply be grateful. And one of the things that my brother and I were talking about was just being. And I said to him, I said, for the first time in our lives, in DC and ours, lives, our immense history and lives together, I said, for the first time in our lives, we're not chasing materialism. We're not chasing money. We're not chasing all of those things that we thought that when we acquired them that we would be somehow happy. And I said to him, you know, I guess we have grown up. And he said, wow. He said, that's powerful because a lot of people never grow up. And this morning, I hope it'll be fruit for thought for you that when you get into chasing money and cars and homes and jewelry and clothes and shoes and handbags and all of the things that you think define you and make you happy, it really leaves an emptiness on the inside because you've never learned to just be. And I know to some people that, I don't know, does that make sense, DC? Just to learn to be. And I said to my brother, I said, for the first time, and would you agree with this, DC? For the first time in our lives, we are just content being. We're just happy being. And it took for us the breakdown of just having all of those things just moved away. And then we just learned to be happy in simplicity. Those simple things. Those things that we so often just take for granted. We just learned to be content right where we are. And you know what? I know it sounds crazy. It may sound crazy. I don't know. But until you learn to be content right where you are, I know for us, we've learned that we'll never see the next thing because we're struggling to be happy in the space that we're in. And so this morning, if you're driving to work or you're sitting at your desk or you're on your phone listening, I wish you would just ponder what it would take to look introspectively, to look within, and to just say that the things that I have, the things that I do, the job, the position, the weight that I am, all of the things that we think define us, all of the things that we think make people respect us, it has absolutely nothing to do with that and everything to do with ego. Getting so self-absorbed, so caught up in self that it's hard to simply be. You know, Paul said, in whatever state, he said, I had a lot and I had a little bit. He said, but what I really learned, and I'm just paraphrasing. He said, but what I really learned, and the gist of it is this. He said, I've learned that whatever state I'm in, I'm going to just go ahead and be content. So this morning, if you're driving in, I hope that if you haven't found that center, that place, that you'll just stop for 30 seconds. Take a deep breath, fill your lungs, breathe out, and say, you know what? I know that God has a great plan for me. And the more I try to help in the creation of that plan, the more I have to go back to the back of the line. So what I'm going to purpose in my heart to do is to just be. Just try it and see.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:21. Of course, it's Wind Down Wednesday. The week is winding down. And for a lot of people, you know what? You have a short week, so hopefully it's going by even faster. But you know what? Fast is relative. Just to make sure that you're living in the moment, that you're doing those good, positive things that make the day constructive. Let me just say that this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellites. Don't forget, when you phone Get Wired Satellites and you qualify for the programming, they are giving away free iPad 2s. All you've got to do is phone Jeremy and his team at 318-767-2220. They're in the South Traffic Circle. They've got HD for life. They've got bundling. Plus, they're going to make sure that you get the best prices and an iPad 2 absolutely free. Again, the number 318-767-2220. Tell them you're a part of the OPT Network and see what else will happen for you. You know, as we are coming back from the break, I'm talking about contentment. And during the break, DC and I were talking about contentment and the fact that some people never, ever find it. And when you get content right where you are, you almost forget when contentment came. And so I asked DC, I said, DC, when did we finally come to the place of contentment where we stopped really, I guess, swimming upstream and just started swimming in the flow? Do you remember when that was?
Yes, I think it's when we started growing up. So.
Mm-hmm. And we started growing up and we realized what?
We realized that we were just chasing our tails. Like a dog chasing his tail. I mean, we're basically trying to attain things that we weren't even happy once we got them.
That's, you know, that in the natural, that doesn't even make sense. You were trying to attain things, but then when you got them, they didn't make you happy.
Right. You know, without spiritual peace, without a power greater than us that we could rely on and depend on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were just basically like in an aimless rush to nowhere.
Wow.
You know, just hurrying up to go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and until we found purpose in our lives and we start to know what it is that we wanted, we started to know who we are and whose we were,
mm-hmm.
You know, we were able to start the process of embarking on a much better life, which is where we are now. We're just, you know, contentment is we get in a daily reprieve. I mean, every day we have to understand that we have to be content with where we are right now, and we're learning
mm-hmm.
how to live one day at a time. One day at a time, living in that living, not trying to live other people's lives or try to control other people or figure out what others need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're just, you know, trying to figure out what God's purpose is for us, what his will is for our lives, and try to act out in that vein right there.
Do you think that a lot of couples, even a lot of people, think about contentment? Because as you were saying that, I don't think I know I didn't personally. I never thought about contentment. I never really thought about it and what that meant.
Absolutely, because you weren't really aware of it. Because I think where we were just trying to do and be what society said we should be and do, and really you know, it, what you get then is a lot of people trying to have financial success,
mm-hmm.
and trying to have a place in the community, and you know,
status,
trying to be somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you just you want to be a good, productive person in the community, and you know, but finding that path to be in that, it starts, you know, once our relationship with God ends up being where it's supposed to be, we understand that all of that stuff falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and until we really got to know God on a personal level, you know, you hear people say this, you know, I knew of God, I didn't know God. But until you go through that process of understanding and appreciating God, knowing God, and having God be the Lord over your life,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard to understand these types of talks, because they really don't make a lot of sense to people.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I agree with that totally, because as you were saying it, and I was thinking about contentment, and even people who were listening wondering if they have contentment. Contentment is something you really have to give some thought to.
Absolutely.
Because Absolutely. You really, it's not until you stop and you get out of the rat race of chasing your tail that you really see what is this all about.
Absolutely. And for me, it took some past experience to be able to look back into my life and see some of the things that had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to say, wow, you know, I don't want to do that anymore. You know, nothing came from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, there goes again, as we get older, we get wiser. But, you know, you have some people who get this in their 20s.
Right.
You know, people who just get more wisdom early on. And I think that is a learned behavior, and that's what we're trying to do with our kids. We're trying to teach them how to be wise, how to make good decisions, how to learn from their experiences and not keep doing the same thing over and over,
right.
which, you know, we know to be insanity.
And I think when you talk about our kids and a lot of parents, we have found that inner contentment and that inner peace in our lives and in ourselves and in the purpose that God has for our lives. But during the break, we were also talking about the contentment that we have to have with our kids and meeting our kids, DC, right where they are.
Absolutely. And, you know, we were having that discussion of, you know, where, you know, I'm dealing with young Deuce Christmas and thinking that, you know, at some points I get a little frustrated and feel like I'm just kind of tired of saying the same things over and over. But, you know, as I look upon the situation and process it even further and look back on my life and realize that people didn't give up on me.
Right.
You know, because he is probably a cakewalk compared to how I was. You know, I mean, I was
most
know,
definitely.
Absolutely. So, you know, sometimes I have to look back and see what people did for me and how they responded to me being the way that I was when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps me to be able to have more humility, more patience and more tolerance with him, even though he's not doing exactly what I think he should be doing and the way I think that he should be doing it. Because now at 13, he's really gathering his own mind, his own thoughts, his own personality, his own will, his own way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to have a real humility for that, because a lot of times that's not necessarily in agreement with what I think.
Right.
So, you know, instead of he and I clashing, you know, I have to have some real humility and understand and keep speaking into his life and knowing that he's going to get to where he needs to go without me having to pummel on him.
And I think that what happens, especially now that the next generation, which is our generation, we have more information. We are more educated than our parents. We have had more at our disposal than our parents, and because everybody wants, hopefully, their kids to do better than what they did, and our expectations are no different. But I was saying to DC, you find that self-contentment and contentment in your relationship, and then you have to find the contentment that is with your children. And I said to DC early this morning, I said, excuse me, I said, when we were 13 and 14 years old, do you think that we were listening and following the instruction of everything that our mothers said? And he said, no.
Absolutely not.
And so with that said, I chuckled just like I did now, and it makes me chuckle because I know I certainly was not doing, you know, the things that my mother said or what have you. And I was very much, and we look at Deuce, I was very much a independent thinker. Let me just say that. And we look at our lives and ourselves and see how differently our son is. And we're like, if we would not have known, if I wouldn't have all the battle scars of birthing a child, I would wonder if Deuce Christmas, because his temperament is so different from ours, if he wasn't switched at birth, because he's so very different from us. But you know what? It's about allowing our children to be. Allowing our children to be.
Absolutely. And as long as they're not breaking any laws or, you know, breaking any rules in the process, I mean, you know, that growing up is a process.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a process that we have to let it run its course. You know, and, you know, it takes a lot of faith mm-hmm. to raise a child
mm-hmm.
because you don't see the finished product until way in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just have to have faith that what we're doing, faith in what we're doing and how we're doing it. And if you're raising, you know, if we're raising our kid by what the word says to do.
Right.
You know, we're trying to stay in line with the word. And, of course, none of us are going to be perfect. But, you know, as long as we do the best that we can do, I believe God will do the rest. And, you know, I believe our kids will be fine. You know, but we have to allow the process to take its course. And we have to do what we can do at any particular given time.
Mm-hmm.
And then let the rest happen and leave it in God's hands for it to be what it needs to be. But when it comes down to discipline and, you know, trying to teach discipline and having to, because, you know, from time to time we have to take things from young Deuce Christmas mm-hmm. to let him see that we mean business, you know, and, you know, we don't get weak and decide that, oh, no, you know, okay, you can go ahead. No.
Because you're bored.
Yeah, once we take that, that's taken.
And, you know, I think as you were talking, I think as parents, we can't get so self-righteous, you know, that we forget what we forgot.
Absolutely.
We forget the things that we did as teenagers.
Absolutely.
We forget that, as I said, and that word independent thinker was just a nice way of saying, you know, I wanted to do it my own way.
Well, you know, the whole thing, Carlette, is as we think about being young Deuce Christmas's age,
uh-huh.
when we were growing up, we were having full-fledged adult conversations at that
Absolutely.
Time. So, you know.
You and I.
Yeah, we can actually put ourselves back at 13. Mm-hmm. We've been together that long. And so, you know, we just have to, you know, we understand where he is, you know, even though we don't want to. You know, sometimes it's just about accepting the situation. We really don't want to accept that our child is just kind of is between adulthood
right.
and childhood. And it's a real hard place to be for a kid.
Absolutely. And it's a hard place, I think, for parents to be as well. And this morning, we want to encourage parents. We want to encourage mothers, especially those mothers that are fighting those challenges to try to get our kids to the next level. That sometimes, you know, when you've done all that you can do, you just have to trust the process. You can't quit. That's one of the things that DC and I said. No matter what happens, you can't quit on your kids. You got to keep speaking those things that are not as though they were. Those things that we're saying negatively, we've got to turn those around and begin to speak those good, positive things. Whatever negativity that you've put out there, just reverse that and start saying, I know my son is going to listen. And what we've decided to do is make some affirmations for Deuce so that he and we can affirm who he is, and we can expect that God's going to do great things in his life. You're on point, everybody. It's 8:34. It's Wednesday, and we got to take a quick break. We're back after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program.
At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating, today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:41, and it's Wednesday. Today, of course, is May 29th. We want to remind you about Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We want to make sure you're on point for that. It promises to be another great conversation. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. Exterminating Louisiana's companies and businesses. They are the largest owned, independently owned pest control in Louisiana, huh? Yeah, and also you can reach them for a free consultation at 318-448-4000. 318-448-4000. They'll come out and take care of your home as well as your business. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. McDonald's of Pineville, and you know we're going to remind you about St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. They've got those free mammograms if you're uninsured or underinsured. Age 40 or older, the number to phone, 318-487-1122. Diane Kitts is the contact person. If she's unavailable, just leave her a message and she'll get back with you. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, and Davis One Stop. They're located in the center of Cheneyville. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is a great stop. This morning, you know what? It's all about just making you think just a little bit differently about where you are and hopefully giving you some information, if it's just even one thing, that'll help you to change your mindset. And this morning we're talking about contentment, being content right where we are, not only with ourselves and our relationships. And really we started talking about that as we're emptying the nest. A lot of people are emptying the nest for the very first time. A lot of people are doing it and really aren't sure how to be content. And even for those people who are not emptying the nest, who have kids there, figuring out that space and that place to be content and allow your kids to be content. And one of the things that an article that I read, DC, it talked about being content as a mindset. Yes. And really posing the thought and the ideology of, if you're waiting for happiness, it really never comes. It doesn't happen that way.
No, happiness is a byproduct of doing what's right. You know, seeking out happiness and seeking out things is a trap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're doing things to try to be happy, and you know those things that you're doing may very well not bring you the happiness that you're doing. Happiness is truly a byproduct of doing what's right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the article talked about some things that people can do, you know, because I started saying, you know, as we were having this conversation, You know, do people really think about contentment, or is it something that just kind of goes over our head? And it says, you know, a lot of people are unhappy because they're not happy in their relationship. They're not happy in their job. They're not happy with their weight. They're not happy with their habits. They're not happy with their house. You know, it goes on and on and on. And if you don't grab a hold of that, and if you don't look to something greater and find that inner peace, then you'll always be seeking happiness in things. And each time you get the next thing, you'll need the next big thing to make you happy all again. And so one of the things that they said in the article about learning how to be content without all of these external changes and external things happening before you can be content is what I said at the top of the show, gratitude. Take a moment, the article says, to find something. Something that you can feel or be grateful for. What in your life? It may not even be, it doesn't even have to be something that you feel is absolutely incredibly amazing. What in your life can you find to be grateful for?
Absolutely. And contentment is simply a state of being satisfied.
Mm.
You know, where you're at a point where you're okay with where you are and what you're doing. So, you know, it doesn't matter what you've attained at that point. If you're just completely satisfied with where you are today and you're approaching a goal, but where you are today, the progress that you've made thus far is okay with you, then you can be content.
And do you think that, and I know for us, the progress was never enough. You know what I'm saying? Where you feel like you should always be further ahead in the line.
Absolutely. And that's I think we were in some stages of overachieving, you know, trying to do much more and trying to be a lot more successful than the versus the work that we had put in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it takes a lot of work to do, you know, to do some things. And we just have to be patient. And as they say, be content.
Be content and be patient in the process.
Right.
And you know what? In being patient in the process, we got to learn to trust the process.
Absolutely.
And for many of us, trusting the process is really the hard part. Because after you have been given in your spirit, or you have conceived in your spirit this thing that is great, that you want to do or you expect to do, then you start to worry about how you're going to do it. And when you start to worry about how you're going to do it, you lose faith and trust in the process. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes it gets challenging to trust the process. And that's really what faith is. Faith is those things that you can't see, those things that you don't know how they're going to happen. You just trust that when it's implanted into your womb, into the belly of your womb, that God will open those next doors. He'll show you. He'll put the right people at the right place, at the right time. You know, he'll perfect those things that ultimately concern the thing that it is that you're trying to birth. And I think for most people, and I know for us for a long time, DC, it was hard for us to trust the process.
Absolutely it was. And we just didn't exercise any patience.
Absolutely not. And we wanted, just like most Americans, we wanted things when we wanted it, how we wanted it, and we wanted it instantly. We didn't want to put in the time. We didn't want to put in, you know, the grit and the grind that it takes through the process. And let's face it, the process is the process. And you can't.
Absolutely.
The process is the process.
You got to go through it.
You got to go through it to get to it. Oh, my goodness. I hear the music. It's 8:49. Not only is it Wind Down Wednesday, but we're winding down this edition of the OPT Network. Got to take a break. We're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Hey, everybody, it's 8:52. This is the official OPT Network, and this segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number 337-942-9939. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. Remember, hurricane season is just days away, and you want to make sure that you're on point. Also in Rapides Parish, State Farm agent Rosa Fields is our good neighbor, State Farm agent. Rosa and her team can be reached at 318-487-1881. And DC, I want to just take a moment to send out a very special happy birthday shout out to Linda Jean Williams.
Linda Jean.
Yeah. I wonder if she's up out of the bed or if she is just like a princess.
No, she's not up on her birthday.
You know she's not up on her birthday.
You know, you can sleep late on your birthday.
But you know, when you're Linda Jean, you can sleep late any day. She is a princess. She is an amazing, amazing woman. Jean, we hope that you have a very blessed and a happy birthday and many, 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 many years to come.
Jean, happy birthday.
Happy, happy birthday. You know, as we wrap up this morning's show talking about contentment, what I wrote down during the break is this. And I really want you to ponder this. I really want you to meditate on it throughout your day. You are in control of you. You're in control of your thought life. You're in control of everything about yourself. You are in control of you. You know how when we were little kids, you would say, you're not the boss of me. Well, you're the boss of you. You are in control of you. And on the journey to finding and being content, you must trust the process. And understand that nobody knows how long the process is. Nobody knows when the process will end. But if you remain in the process, surely you will reach the destination. And then I hope for each and every one of us, and I say myself as well, and DC and I, that we always, no matter what, push past the fear of failing and falling. And then I wrote this, DC. I wrote, each and every one of us needs to eviscerate fear. Yeah, I use that
word. Eviscerate.
Yeah, I use.
Excavate.
No, I use that. I use that word, eviscerate. We need to blow it up. We need to tear it down. We need not be held captive by fear. We need to take charge, and we need to say, you know what? I have the courage to do it, even if I'm afraid.
Absolutely.
What do you want to say about that?
Nothing.
Nothing. Eviscerate. That is going to be our word for today. We're going to eviscerate. We're going to eviscerate fear. We're going to push past it. We're going to blow by it. And we're going to be all that we can be. But then, before we do any of that, we're just going to learn to be content.
Absolutely.
We're going to learn to just be. And I'm going to tell you, that is a great, great start.
And be okay with others being.
Oh, now that's a deep thought. Sometimes people can't be okay with others being. You know? You got to be okay with others being.
Absolutely.
You know?
The world doesn't revolve around us.
That's right. And you know what? Sometimes people get mad when other people are peaceful and content.
Absolutely.
You know what? Don't be one of those people that are hating on somebody else's peace and contentment. Find your own. Because you know what? There's enough peace and contentment for each and every one of us. Y'all, we're winding down. We're winding down the week. I hope that your week is going well. And if you have the perception that it's not, or just simply isn't, you know what you can do? You can change the way that you think about it. You can change the way that you feel about it. You know why? Because you're in control of you. Hey, you know what? We hope that this conversation has been thought-provoking. We hope that it made you just look at one or two things just a little bit differently. And I guarantee you this. When you find that contentment, when you find that spiritual peace, you know, the word says that God gives us a peace that passes all understanding. You know how you can see people going through something and they're so peaceful and you can't even understand why they're peaceful and they can't understand why they're peaceful? Well, that's the peace that only comes from the one greater than ourselves. Hey, you guys have been incredibly wonderful. We, as always, want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. And you know what else is a thought to ponder? We all maybe should live like we're dying. Live and be our best self. Remember, be the change that you want to see, because change starts with you and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. We're out of time for now, but guess what? God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. Have a great day. On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift,
and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.